Welcome to IET Evolve, Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is Wednesday, September 24th, 2025. I am Susan Manowich. Well, we'll talk about the space weather highlights in a moment. The first thing that I want to really share and get into this morning is going to be about Comet Atlas. And I'm just calling it Comet Atlas, which I think that's the one that most people know it by at this point. And somebody showed me a video yesterday and they asked me to comment on it. And normally I don't like to do that because, you know, days are busy as it is. And when people send me videos, I'm like cringing and screaming inside because there's always, it's just filled with hype. There's just always so much hype. So this one video happened to be about Comet Atlas coming near us towards the end of October. And the Schumann resonance and what's going to happen. And they were using all these, you know, I call them space weather terms, but none of it was accurate. So had to break that down. So I won't get into the detail of it, but I do want to talk about Comet Atlas just a little bit, you know, because what has been put into people's psyche is that, and this was from a Harvard astrophysicist, right? Like a Harvard scientist that put in people's psyche that this specific comet could be alien. It could be hostile. And I want to tell you what he said afterwards, which I'll get into in a moment. But then you've got other people that are saying, no, this is actually benevolent. What's coming towards us is benevolent. Well, you know, I'm old enough to remember Hale Bopp, which was in 1995. And I remember seeing it with my naked eye, and you could actually see the tail. I mean, it was fabulous. It was out there for quite some time, you know, so it wasn't just this one little time that you could see it. I mean, you could see it over many, many nights. And, you know, so the new jacks out there that, you know, if you're a little younger and you're looking at these comets as if, they have some specific quality to them, and you're calling it extraterrestrial, well, we may want to really get an understanding of what we're talking about a lot more specifically. And yeah, I'll rip on that a little bit, I think, towards the end also. So with this video, by the way, it got like a million likes and God knows how many views. But, you know, some of the facts here are, yes, a comet can influence Earth's magnetic field, but it's very unlikely. I mean, you're talking, it needs to be much bigger in size. It needs to be real close. I mean, the sun affects the Earth's magnetic field on a regular basis. This is why we do this space weather conversation, talk, and affecting consciousness and affecting our emotions and affecting our physiology. It's not going to do those things. First of all, it's not going to be close to us. It's further away than some of the other ones that we've had, and it's smaller than some of the other ones that we've had. What does make it interesting is it is interstellar, meaning it came from outside our solar system. Does this mean that other comets have not come from outside our solar system? No, they have. You know, it's actually a scientific, interesting event because it is outside our solar system. And, you know, sure, that's important to get excited about from that perspective. But no, I couldn't find anything truly supporting and validating that this could affect our magnetic field around the planet, the lithosphere or the ionosphere. And I want to get back to that Harvard scientist. His name was Avi Loeb. I want to tell you what he actually said yesterday, because he did talk about it being extraterrestrial or an alien probe, right? Like, so here's a scientist talking about it being a probe when it clearly has been showing indications of it actually being a comet because it has a tail, and now you can see that. And so let me tell you what he has since said. He said, it was fun to pursue this regardless of its validity. Think about that for a moment. So, I mean, that's, you know, I'm going to make a judgment here. It's kind of sick in some ways, because he is well connected into, I would say, those people who are on the government/intel side of the disclosure process. So, you know, I don't think it was just a fun thing to pursue. I think it was intentionally designed to see how many people we could get whipped up into a frenzy about this. But you know, thankfully for the scientific community that studies these things on a regular basis, other scientists, other astrophysicists around the world, you know, they chimed in, and I think reality was put more into play. But nonetheless, that does affect people's psyche and what people then go on to create, similar to this one video that we saw. Like I said, I'll talk about this a little bit more as it relates to extraterrestrials and ships, and I'll do that in the wisdom drop. Okay, we did have that M class yesterday morning, like we talked about, and it did produce an R1 minor radio blackout over Africa. And that M class did come from 4217. 13 solar flares that we had yesterday. Those were C flares, because we already did report on that M yesterday morning. We just didn't know where it was from and that it produced a radio blackout. We have a C6.7 at 229 UTC, and also 4224 and 4226 did produce a couple of different flares, and there was a C5.5, and the rest were smaller, with 4226 actually being that lead flare producer with 7 C-class flares. There's 9 active regions, 3 showing gamma, 4217, 4226, and 4229, and 3 with beta gamma configuration. We do have 2 newcomers, 4229 and 4230. Solar wind, well, it was moderately high as expected yesterday. We reached 669 kilometers per second. The IMF was moderate, with the BZ flipping north and south. It was most extreme, though, northward yesterday. And as of last check, our solar wind is 523, so a little bit less, obviously, than yesterday. And it's slightly northward, the IMF, right now. KP conditions, quiet to active, with KP 2.4. So we did get into active range yesterday, and that hit us around 12 UTC. We're currently at a hair over KP1 right now, so the field is quiet. Potential forecast, we can expect quiet to unsettled conditions. So that's basically between where we are now and maybe KP3, 35% chance of an M-class flare, and no geomagnetic storming. So that storm warning has now been lifted and it's off. Leshuman definitely had some variability going on both yesterday and this morning upon waking up. We did see a major red spike and a multicolored spike. And with that M1 solar flare, that definitely could have created that ionospheric disturbance. With that high-speed solar wind stream and with the KP4. So that's all just enough to perturb that ionosphere. And so some of you may be waking up a little bit more physically fatigued this morning, maybe just need a little bit more sleep, a little bit more physical rest. So waking up this morning, you know, you could be just needing a little bit more time because we do have that lingering solar wind that is here. And we definitely have this, I would say, some elevation in the Schumann in these last couple of hours, which is probably just providing integration for us. So a summary of all of this, well, this gives us a little bit more oomph to get things done yesterday with that active KP condition. So it gives us a chance yesterday, if you look and notice where you're at, a little bit more capacity in the physical. And with the solar flare, you know, remember, that's that plasma intelligence. So that can give us downloads, flashes of insight, intuition. It can give you lightness, movement. And, you know, like I said, my suggestion is probably go slow and steady this morning. Otherwise, sometimes that crankiness sets in because you're not fully integrated with all of what has gone on in these last 24 hours. Make sure you hydrate. And I would say meditate if you can. Limit your news this morning other than this and allow that alpha theta state to stay in until it's done, until you are done with it. So conditions, like I said, were a little bit more in that deeper brainwave state this morning. And I think allowing some time for integration would be great. So this leads me to the wisdom drop. All right, in the beginning, we were talking about the comets and, you know, is this going to be ET? Is it coming? Well, for those of you who have any sense at all about extraterrestrials and light ships and ships and whatnot, I would just simply say this. they move faster than the speed of light. And if you've spoken to anybody, even scientists that have studied this, that have worked with contactees for years, you know, we'll talk about things like a conscious quantum highway, and you know, they're typically not going to be in the form of a comet, and they're not going to be in the form of a asteroid, for example. So I think that's one of the things that we need to understand about ourselves. Now, I'm going to drop in some additional wisdom here, because I like to sprinkle these things in. So many, many years ago, I did have a vision that came in really abruptly. And it was one that stuck with me. And it was a vision that I saw actually an object making a trajectory around the Earth from, you know, we could call it an ascension standpoint. And basically what I saw was this, is that there was something that was observing our planet at the time, but it was making a loop. And it was looking at the different energies that were on the planet with people. And it was almost like this lasso, and it wasn't to you know, completely pull anything and everything, but it was like, consider it like this energy band that came around the planet, and it almost had this magnetic attractor to it, and it was able to pull and attract those people that were on a higher vibrational energy. And the people ended up like their consciousness moving to this higher vibrational place. But I will say, this object, or whatever it was neutral. It wasn't good or bad. It just was. And do I think that this comet is it? No. However, I don't believe that this is something that's going to happen like tomorrow or this week or this month. It's just a vision. And it's one of the reasons I think it's really critical that we help to raise our vibration on a consistent basis, because you are designed to be attuned to the Earth and cosmos. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.